This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News: two American astronauts stuck in the space station landed safely back on Earth. They're still in the middle of the Gulf as rescuers and people on boats coming up to take them out of the capsule. They splashed down just off the coast of Florida. More for you on today's developments throughout the afternoon here on the KRLD Afternoon News.
In other news, Fort Worth police have released body cam video of a break-in at a restaurant that ended with an officer firing off his weapon at the wrong guy.
Police got a call of a burglary alarm going off at a restaurant on Terminal Road at 4 in the morning last Wednesday. When they got there, officers went around to the back and there found a man with a gun, who immediately raised it at them.
Yo, show me your hands. Stop! Show me your hands! Put the gun down! Drop the gun!
I'm the owner! I'm the owner!
The video shows the man comply with commands, and police were able to determine the man was indeed the owner of the restaurant. Someone else had reportedly broken into the restaurant and storage area in the back. No one was hurt in the incident. The two officers were on leave for a few days, but will return to duty tonight. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
People around the world that follow the never-ending story of the Kennedy assassination awaiting the ability to start sifting through thousands of newly declassified documents once they're on the National Archives website.
It's important, I think, that we see and read and fully understand from the government's perspective what exactly happened.
President called for the release of the classified JFK files and no redactions. They don't believe anything in the document dump's going to change the official conclusion that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone.
Oh, we keep telling you about all the people and businesses moving here to Texas, and now one of the biggest stock markets is also setting up shop.
NASDAQ will open a regional headquarters here in Dallas. Chief Executive Adina Friedman says the exchange now has more than 200 companies headquartered in Texas.
So the space will be a hub to NASDAQ clients and to the wider community, and will serve as a common convening space to celebrate the leaders, the entrepreneurs, and the innovators that call Texas home.
Governor Greg Abbott says the Texas economy has become more diverse with energy, space exploration, and now semiconductor production and financial services.
I do want to express my gratitude and provide the recognition NASDAQ deserves for making such a huge game-changing announcement.
If energy prices were to drop similar to the 1980s, Abbott says that array of items could keep the state's economy growing. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Now it's Dallas's economy that's leading to these announcements.
So says the Dallas Regional Chamber and Senior Vice President of Economic Development, Mike Rosa. Cities must have a place on the global map for continued success.
I expect we'll see more financial services operations dig in into Texas, and in particular into the Dallas area. It seems to be a market that we're taking the lead on in the state of Texas.
Rosa says he believes looking forward, city leaders will be delighted these types of businesses are here and will continue to be here. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know, it seems as though every day Austin and I are talking about something that affects the farming and ranching industry in Texas. From wildfires to the price of eggs, water rights, the battle over cannabis and hemp. So we figured, what better time to catch up with Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, the man with the hat, the rodeo legend. Sid Miller, he joins us right now on KRLD. Sid, how many hats do you own?
Well, I don't know. I've never counted them up. Probably 20 or 30.
And you got one for each occasion, huh?
Well, we got some felt for wintertime. We got some straws, some dress hats, some work hats, you know. Some to, you know, ride through the brush, some to go to the rodeo in, some to buy the church. You know.
So you got a felt one on right now, huh?
Right. We'll get to the rodeo in a minute, but I want to talk. We got a few things to discuss, as we mentioned. I know that one of the big issues in the legislature this year is water. Given the growth that we have seen in Texas, where do we stand? Do we have enough?
No, we're out of water. We have been out of water. We just now, people are waking up to that fact because we've lost our sugarcane industry in South Texas. Not enough water to grow the sugarcane, so our sugarcane plants have all closed. We've lost that industry. We pushed out 6,000 acres of citrus down there. No water for the orange trees, the ruby red grapefruit. Our vegetable farmers usually farm 4 to 5 vegetable crops. They have enough water to grow one, so they're going out of business. So it's tough times. We've got to do a better job of managing our resource when it comes to water.
You talked a lot about that. The price of eggs seems to have slowed as far as the growth going. How is that doing? How are the Texas egg producers doing right now in the state?
You know, we're great. We've kind of been the beneficiary of high egg prices because we haven't lost any chickens this year. We lost a big flock last year, 1.5 million birds, but we've avoided the bird flu in our dairy herds and our laying flocks. The good news is eggs are down about 30%, and gasoline's nationwide's under $3. So Donald Trump was right. You know, inflation's coming down. It's, reverse trend, just like immigration. We've got a reverse flow. You know, we got more leaving the United States than coming in. That's kind of the way the egg prices are headed and the way gasoline prices are headed. So things are looking good.
You mentioned Trump. Let's talk about Texas' relationship with Washington and Elon Musk's chainsaw funding cuts in the federal government. Ag department in particular, should Texas farmers and ranchers be concerned?
Not really. They cut our local grown food money, but we don't really need that. What that was an incentive for schools to buy locally grown products. We're already buying $300 million worth. We don't need an incentive. We're the gold standard. We're the model for the rest of the nation. So I think we got like $23 million out of that, but we don't really need it. We're up and running, so we won't miss that. We're already getting reimbursed for our local products, so we're good on that one.
You know, I remember the last time we spoke, you talked about medical marijuana and how you would like to see it expanded here in the state of Texas. Also, growing hemp in the state of Texas, could we see more regulations coming for that, or is it going to be an exploding industry in the state?
Well, I think they're going to regulate the CBD market. I don't think there's any more regulation on the industrial hemp. Matter of fact, industrial hemp is exploding. It's really taking off. We've got one of the world's largest hemp processing plants for industrial hemp up in Wichita Falls called Panda Bio. There's another one being built in South Texas. So we're getting away from the CBD market and going into the fiber market, cinder blocks and rope and canvas and car upholstery and things like that. So that's kind of where the industry's headed. The legislature's going to come in and put some regulations on because since we passed the hemp laws, we've had some, two new products, kind of not really synthetics, but they're chemically changed, called Delta 8 and Delta 9. Those weren't around when we wrote the hemp laws. So those basically are affected just like regular marijuana. So there's really no regulation on them. A seventh grader can go in a convenience store and buy Delta 9 gummies and go to junior high and pass them out, and it's not illegal. So we've got to at least put some age restrictions on that stuff, and they'll probably do more than that.
I mean, there are still people in the legislature, though, members of the legislature, who they just want to ban everything, hemp included. Is it too late for that? Is the genie kind of out of the bottle?
Well, we'll see. It's Senate's taking a real tough stance on it. Charles Perry's bill, the House, not quite as tough. So probably end up somewhere in the middle, and we'll see what happens.
I know you're teaming up with RFK Jr., the Make America Healthy Again. What exactly are you going to be doing with the secretary?
Well, we've had several good conversations. One of the things that I've called for is banning fluoride in our public drinking water. We now know that it helps prevent teeth decay, and that's why we put it in there in the 1940s. Now we know that it also causes bone cancer, thyroid disease, it causes low IQ in our children. So it's time we put that out. And the legislature filed a bill this last week to do just that. City of Abilene has already banned it. There's five other states, I think, that have already banned fluoride. Matter of fact, I don't think we should be putting any chemicals in our water. How about we just drink nice, pure water?
Well, if it's available, that's great. I know that there have been a number of studies saying that, you know, fluoride's not dangerous in the drinking water. I know a lot of dental groups are probably going to object to removing it.
Well, they do. They say, well, a little bit won't hurt you. You know, we're not putting enough in there to hurt you. I said, well, okay, let's just put some strychnine and cyanide in there, too. That's, you know, let's just add a little of that. How's that? just a little bit, you know, but it's cumulative because you get, not only do you get it in your drinking water, but you get it in your toothpaste and you know, several other places. So it's a cumulative effect, and it's definitely causing low IQ in our children. So it's time to stop doing stupid stuff.
On the subject of working with RFK Jr., junk food in schools, should school-age kids have access to junk food?
No, I mean, we've got to get rid of the ultra-processed foods. We've got to get, you know, rid of all that stuff, the junk food. We need good, wholesome, you know, and it's the lobby from Nabisco and R.J. Reynolds and all those guys that, you know, push that stuff in. It needs to stop. I agree with it. We just need to have, you know, whole milk and protein and meat and fish and, you know, good food for our kids.
All right, let's... Go ahead.
We've been doing that here in Texas about 10 years. You know, I started the Farm Fresh Fridays and farm to school. And we serve about $300 million locally grown, fresh, cooked-from-scratch products to our children here in Texas. And we're kind of the model for the rest of the nation. They're trying to figure out how to replicate that across the U.S.
Before we go, Sid, real quick, I want to go, because I mentioned the rodeo legend that you are. Am I overstating that?
Well, I don't. Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm not.
You can brag.
A lot bigger legends than me, but I have bred, raised, trained, and shown 26 world champions off my ranch here in Stephenville. And I'll actually be competing in at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo this week, the 21st. I'll be back down there defending my title.
Yeah, now I didn't realize this. You hold 9 American Quarter Horse Association rodeo titles. Which event is your best?
Well, I don't really hold 9. That's not true. It's more like 16.
So. There you go.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Get it right.
Golly.
Don't sell them short.
I do 2 events. Tie down calf roping. That's just, you know, I run out there and rope a calf, jump off my horse, run down, throw the calf down, tie it up. That's tie down roping.
Yep.
Some people just call it calf roping. And then I also do breakaway roping. And that's where you just see who can rope one the fastest. And the string breaks away from your saddle horn. And that ends the time. So
that's a skill that probably comes in handy down in Austin.
Well, you know, yeah.
And you can still do this?
Yeah, I'm going to do it this week.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're moving around better than I could.
I couldn't do that.
No.
Sid, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us. We appreciate the time as always. Good information on some important issues facing all Texans.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.